Radar Network. We are back for another, but the final Supergirl Super Tuesday of the season. This is season 4, episode 22, The Quest for Peace. I'm Shanna. I'm here with the doctor.
Hello.
And what did you think about this week's episode, the finale?
They smushed a lot of stuff into it. I still think they did well, but there was a lot of smushing.
See, I other than the brainy stuff, it didn't feel smushed. I felt like originally when I was watching, I was like, oh, we should call this episode What Was Lex Doing? And then they got through that in like the first 15 minutes.
It was literally a record scratch. Like, you're probably wondering how we got here. We're going to tell you exactly how we got here. It was an elevator speech on how he got there.
Yeah, like I thought it was going to be more of the episode.
Like I said, it wasn't badly done, but it was smushed.
Yeah, I definitely thought we were going to get like at least, you know, like half the episode being that, like, what was he doing while all of this was going on? And then they were like, nah, we got it. Y'all got it. Yeah, so like you said, a lot happened, but I was happy with how it ended, especially in the sense of all of the things it set up for next season, which I'm really excited about.
Including the crossover.
Yes. And we'll talk about it because I don't know. I know you're not watching Arrow, but.
Or The Flash.
You're not watching The Flash either?
I still haven't finished season 4. That season made me mad. I'm like, y'all got it.
Oh my God, because it's a shame because there's like some really interesting stuff going on.
I believe
in terms of like how they each show did an ending to set up the crossover.
Right. They brought back old boy from this year's crossover.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll talk about it more when we get to the end, but yeah, I'll fill in the gaps of what the ending on Flash and what the ending on Arrow. Cause I actually this morning watched the finale of Arrow as well. So I was like, oh, they're setting this up and I love it. So, first of all, what was Lex doing?
Everything, the most?
The most. The most is the answer to that question. So, you know, I get they did do like a little like rewind. Like. So while Red Daughter was out in the woods fighting Supergirl, Lex was setting up everything to happen. My favorite part is how they saw what's his name get killed, Otis. And they were just like, oh, fuck. Well, now we gotta go kill Lockwood, I guess. Like, loose ends.
Like, Lex. Lockwood coming through, like, I got murder on my mind.
Lex just does not give a fuck about any of that. Even with Taskmaster, like, Eve is all like, oh, I thought we were going to do this. I thought he's like, look, okay, I might tell you a few things, but at the end of the day, this is my plan. Nobody cares about you. I was like, my God. Like,
and you are tech support and that is it.
Yeah, I was like, ooh, I'm hurt and I'm not even hurt.
And then we talk about how much fun John Cryer clearly had with this role. When he's going through killing all the Kazakhstanians, singing Frank Sinatra, I'm like, he is having too much fun.
So Lex set this whole thing up so that he could be the hero. Mind you.
And being part of it.
Yeah. And also, like, the president knows he's not the hero.
What? Jaw.
So I love it, like, but just so he could win over the American people. So he is literally blowing up Kaznians with Frank Sinatra playing in the background with his gauntlets, which just liquefy everything. It's like, I can't stand this man, but also I love him. Because he doesn't give a fuck about anything. And then, you know what? As much as I, you know, feel for her, when Red Daughter showed up and was all like, "You tricked me, Alex." I was like,
"You big dummy."
Yeah, you big dummy. And I like how he called her out on it, too, because he was like, you know,
have you met me?
Not only have you met me, had you take any time to do any fucking research on me? He's like, you actually, it's not like we kept you from reading things. Had you taken any time? He's like, you had the whole entire internet. Google is free.
She was too busy playing Angry Bird. Farmville.
I loved it because he called her out. He was like, yeah. Actually, you could have figured it out yourself, but you were too busy just listening to whatever I said. So it's really your fault. It's like, he ain't shit, but also true.
Yeah.
And then people tried to tell you. So on top of it, people tried to tell you and you didn't want to listen. So honestly, like, you know, whatever. Bye.
Dang, that's cold-blooded.
I'm just saying. Like, I was happy when she came back in the end and she fought with Supergirl, but I was also like, we didn't have to be here, ma'am.
Did she fight with Supergirl or did she just take one for the team?
She took one for the team.
I'm a fan. I feel like it's the latter.
Oh, and then you got Brainy, whose big plan was that he was going to send John and Dreamer in, and then she was supposed to astral project out. And then the place that they end up at won't let them use their powers. And she was like, good fucking plan.
Okay, real quick. Can we talk about how beautiful Nicole was this episode?
Oh, she was adorable. Like,
the camera loved her. I'm like, she... I don't know what it was. She was just like absolutely beautiful, like even more so than normal. I'm like, is she using Rihanna? Is she using Fenty?
No, it's that superhero Pantene Pro V, whatever. For some reason, when they put on the costume, their hair and whatnot is like more luxurious. They don't just put on the costume, like they do a quick makeup switch over. Like, how is everything more lustrous in the costume? It doesn't make any sense. Oh, yeah. So Brainy's big, bright idea. Thank God they figure out how, like, basically they save themselves. Mm-hmm. I love that all the aliens band together. And the guy who's the bartender at the bar that they always go to. He was like, y'all finna break up out of here?
Like, I was waiting for a man with a plan or a woman with a plan. Let's roll.
I know. Look, he was like, "Yippee-ki-yay, let's ride." Like, he was ready. And then when she finally does astral project in there, he's like, "Oh, yeah. So when you astral project, you can't actually communicate with us."
Like, you, dude, you in this fucking plan.
This motherfucker.
I'm going to kill you.
Like, this is not a plan. This is a hope and a prayer, sir. Damn. Like, I love that shit. Like, yeah. And then he's all like, well, actually, if you do this, Dreamer, if you're in the room, please do. I was just like, I fucking hate Brainy right now.
Well, it wasn't Brainy at that time, though, right? It was Brainy.
I know, but still. I was like, I can't stand you. And I love it because nobody else really knew what had happened to him. And it kind of all got resolved in this one episode. So it just, I really need somebody to have a conversation.
I don't think it's resolved, though. Now that Brainiac 5 is broken out, mm-hmm. he's going to come back again.
But I kind of need somebody to just have a conversation, just like a little bit of like, yo, what was up with you, dude? Like, noticed it was kind of weird. You weren't acting like yourself. Nobody had a conversation about, like, why were you acting hella heartless and whatnot? So I was just like, ugh, we're just, okay, fine, whatever, it's over. And then Supergirl fight. So we get our big fight scene with Lockwood fighting Jimmy, and they have a cure for what's going on with the superpowers. So Lockwood is fighting Jimmy. They're trying to hit him with the cure. Then you have Supergirl fighting Lex with her super suit on that Lena made. Yes. Love the super suit. And then you have Dreamer and John who are trying to stop because Lex... I love how for all of Lex's grand plans...
I'm just going to blow shit up as his go-to.
But it's like you... Your whole thing was, I need to get everybody on my side. You do all this stuff to get everybody on your side. And then you flub it all up because you just can't let go of your vendetta against Superman. Like, I have to blow up Argo City. That's what has to happen. And I love that Eve called him on it. Because she was like, this was not part of the plan.
Like, I did not thought it for this shit.
She's like, that. This is not a part of the plan, and you're fucking up one little bit. Like, you know, we could have harness all this energy, and it would be awesome, except for the fact that you just can't let this go. And that's why that's what's always gonna fuck people up is you can't let it go. Couldn't just be great. Could have been great, but no. So he's trying to blow up Argo City. Dreamer and John stop him. I really love that scene because I like that what brought Brainy back was seeing people do something so illogical, but clearly also doing it for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that that was kind of what like triggered his, like, he's like, wait, this makes no sense. Like, this does not compute. And it like rebooted him.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was cute. And obviously, then we finally get our... He finally said, I love you to Dreamer. I was like, I got so excited.
The love boat.
We've been waiting all season, and it was really driving me crazy that it hadn't happened yet. So I'm so excited. That was beautiful. Then... we have Lockwood and Jimmy. And
Jimmy becomes Nick Fury.
So I screamed. I screamed Jim Fury when he turned around.
I didn't.
Like did that slow turn around in that chair with that fucking eye patch on. I was like, Jim Fury. But I was also like, these motherfuckers with this bootleg ass Jim Nick Fury wannabe. I was like, what? They think they Marvel? No, we're not doing this. He better not have that eye patch on when season 5 starts.
Well, here's what I know. But then he becomes Thor. Well, eyeball that came out of a raccoon's ass. No.
I swear to God, if we come back next season and he has that eye patch on, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I was going to say I will quit this show, but we all know that's a lie.
No, you're not. That's a lie. I detected determined that was a lie. Look, and Lockwood knew Luther is set up, but he still came through his xenophobia and was so hurt to see his son denouncing his ideology on camera. And I'm like, wait, didn't you be in somebody's juvenile detention? Because you was part of the mayhem too, little
I said, what was it, 2 weeks ago when Lockwood's baby mama died, I said, we not doing this. Like, I don't care about baby Lockwood. I don't care about him feeling bad about things. I do not care, and I still don't care. Baby Lockwood could also go suck a bag of dicks. I don't care.
Oh my. I feel like you feel a way about this.
No, like you don't. No, I know we allow for growth.
I don't disagree. Like that. I will say that is the only thing that bugged me about this episode was that. I'm like, how dare you make it seem like, oh yeah, I participated in domestic terrorism, but it's cool because I'm just a kid. So now I get to be the voice of tolerance and acceptance. Fuck you.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Like, I'm all for growth or whatever. And maybe if this was like, you know, 5 years later and like Ben Lockwood's son has been working this whole time to, you know, make the world a better place, then yeah, we can start talking. But
he needs to be in jail right alongside his dad.
Exactly. It's been a whole 2 days and you get to be on the news talking about how you're so glad and we need to be different and none of it. I was not here for it at all. I'm sorry. I know we're not supposed to say that a child can go suck a bag of dicks, but he can. In this case, I feel it is applicable.
We can say a child can go directly to hell.
Yes.
So there it is.
Also that. Like, I'm sorry. No. How dare he? Like, no. I hate him. I hate him. So I'm like really skipping the end because I just want to talk about all the setup stuff. So,
Lena as the big bag because Lex spilled all the goddamn tea.
Lena, okay, first of all, Supergirl knocks Lex down. Somehow he gets like knocked out of his super suit and into and like into his bunker because, of course, he always has a contingency plan.
Of course.
And Lena is waiting there for him. And the minute it was the two of them alone, I was like, this is a fucking wrap. You should have had this conversation with Lena last week. I was like, it's a fucking wrap. Like, that's it. Like, Lena is like, we're going to watch Lena turn bad. And it's going to be because her brother told her the truth. And all I'm going to say is you should have told her last week. We would not be in this position right now. I'm so upset that we are even
It might have even been mitigated had she went ahead and told her that evening.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's tired. Look, listen.
I mean, we said it when it happened. Always, always. You think you're doing the right thing by keeping the truth from somebody. That is always the wrong thing. Because what is going to happen is they're going to find out from someone they're not supposed to find out from, or they're going to find out when they're not supposed to, and it's just going to make it even worse because now they know the secret and they know you lied.
What's that movie with Will Smith when he's like, tell the truth.
Tell the truth. Tell the truth. It's so frustrating.
Listeners, we're not making fun of the African dialect, but we are absolutely mocking Will Smith's delivery of an African dialect right now.
And I feel like everyone should know that. Like, we are clearly making fun of Will. That's what that's about. It's so frustrating because we said it when it happened. I knew we were going to end up here. So, yeah, but the minute it happened, I was like, this is a wrap. So sorry for you, Kara, because you just brought down a whole nother load of problems on yourself.
Kiss your friend goodbye.
Mm-hmm. And then, so now Lena knows. She's pissed. They have their happy, happy, joy, joy, aren't we all family game night. And Kara is all like, oh, Lena, you're going to be my partner, right? And I'm like, no.
And she's looking around this room like, y'all treacherous motherfuckers.
not treacherous, trifling. She looked at them, like, every single one of them up and down, like, fuck y'all.
You know what I heard in my head is that Training Day. Oh, you motherfuckers.
I can't with you. I cannot.
Sorry. You heard it too. Quit playing.
I cannot. yeah, so it's just, I can't. These people, like, they really fucked themselves over. Like, they, because the thing is, Lex is smart. Lex plays the long game. But Lena's ruthless.
Mm.
She has no ruth. No ruth to give. So when Lena is done.
Wait, you really just say no ruth.
She has no
really?
Ruth. No, none. None ruth.
Now you just stop. Okay?
I'm saying there's ruth and then there's none of them. And Lena has none. And when she's pissed. And she has every single right to be pissed in this case. So it's gonna be a wrap. And then Leviathan.
What is that?
So I did some digging because you know me, I love a Wikipedia. So apparently Leviathan is like one of those like super secret shadow organizations in the DC universe, usually tied to Batman, which should be interesting. And because wasn't there that whole thing too during the crossover with Batwoman and Kara?
Yeah, a little flirty.
Yeah, like a little flirty, but also like a little like, I see you, like, I know you. So like, I like how...
Like, your cousin is crazy and gets my cousin into trouble.
And then, so it's like usually like Batman, it's like tied to like Talia al Ghul. So that whole thing. And I'm wondering how they're going to do it because... DC Comics, this is the other thing when I did my Googles, Brian Michael Bendis, who created all of our faves, Miles Morales, Riri Williams, he just moved over from Marvel to DC. And apparently his first thing for DC is a event crossover miniseries called Event Leviathan. So he is bringing back Leviathan as well. And his comic book one, and it starts in June, so it's starting now. His one involves Batman, Batgirl, Manhunter, Green Arrow, and The Question. Oh, and Plastic Man.
I'm sorry, who?
Roy. Not Roy. Dibny. Ralph.
And...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? No, Dibny is actually really good now. That's why you gotta catch up on The Flash. Because it's like, it's weird. At the end of like the last episode of The Flash, I was like, why is no one listening to Ralph? I was like, words I thought I would never say. But that's where we are. They have really rehabbed his character. So, get on that.
How about I don't, and we just pretend like I did?
No, I'm telling you, so good. So it's so interesting that they're bringing Leviathan into Supergirl and DC. I think this is the first time that something will be happening in the comics at the same time that it's happening on any of the shows.
Hmm.
Because in the past, they've kind of just like pulled from past storylines that have happened in the comics and kind of refashioned them to do whatever they wanted to do on the show. But this time something will be happening almost like at the same time. I'm very excited about this. But yeah, I wonder, so it feels like, I don't want to say Leviathan was pulling Lex's strings because I don't think anybody can pull Lex's strings, but they placed Eve there to kind of influence him in some way, which is...
Yeah, awesome. I don't think he was aware of their impact on what he was doing.
Exactly. It's like kind of dumb because Lex rarely listens to anybody, but you know, she did have, she clearly was very involved in whatever his plans were. So I kind of felt for her too when they were like, you can change your hair color all you want, but you can never get away from it. I was like, y'all kind of sending the wrong person. Like, if you think anybody can control Lex, like, y'all definitely.
Well, the woman said we're not trying to control anything. We're just trying to nudge things in the direction we want them to go.
So I'm really interested to see what their, because they said we wanted him to move the needle.
Mm-hmm.
And so my thing is, are they anti-alien? Did they want him to move that needle? Because he did a really good job of that with Agent Liberty. But then all of that goodwill or, you know, anger that he sowed kind of got backtracked by Kara's article.
Yeah.
Which, by the way...
Oh, can we talk about the fact that the power of love finally wasn't the answer this year? Yes!
Oh, are you kidding me? They powered of love all over that fucking finale.
No, they did not. Well, they
for Brainy, maybe,
but not for Kara. She used her fucking brain.
No. Brainy powered of love. Kara powered of love with that article. Because I'm sorry. If we're talking real life... Let somebody write an article in the quote-unquote liberal media... about someone sowing hate, and everybody would be like, I don't believe this liberal media. I only listen to Tucker Carlson. Like, that would not work in real life.
I riff right now.
One article, like if there was an article that was like, Donald Trump sows the seeds of hate to divide America, fake news.
God.
It would not work the way it worked. So, like, the president got impeached off the strength of one article. I was like, this nigga got impeached?
Well, I'm sure it wasn't just an editorial. She had freaking evidence.
I mean, but also... Let's not
downplay my girl. Her article was more Watergate than CNN breaking news. Okay. Come on.
I'm sure. But they were also, like, 2 days later, like, 48 hours later... The president is impeached.
A month of Senate hearings on this show. It's the last episode.
They were like, Congress imposes the 25th Amendment. He's out of there. I was like, what the fuck? Like, and they're reinstating the Alien Amnesty Act. I was like, all of these decisions were rather fast. She put out that article 2 days ago. Jimmy barely got his eye patch fitted correctly. And they're already impeaching the president. Oh God, I'm thinking back to Lena when Lex was like, your boyfriend, your friends, they're all laughing at you. I was like, oh, she's gonna kill every single one of them. It's gonna be so bad. Then we got homeboy the monitor showing back up with his luscious beard, his coiffed sideburns.
Lord, did you really just say quaffed?
Yes, it was. Because there's no other word to describe those sideburns. They are so extra.
Why are you like this?
No, he shows up and brings out of the shadows John Jones's brother. Y'all can't see my face right now, but I'm going, what the fuck? What is that?
What are those? I'm
sorry. So his name is Malefic. And yeah, apparently he hates John.
Really?
He's like his evil twin brother.
Where'd you get the impression he hated John?
I hate you. I hate you so much. Oh, you suck. Anyway. So now we have this Martian Manhunter as a setup for this, whatever's going to happen with this crisis. It's definitely going to involve John, which is really good because even though John has been involved in the crossovers, I feel like not as much. Or he kind of just shows up for the final battle. So I'm hoping this is like way deeper. And then the monitor goes and takes his you know, fucking extra ass over and grabs Lex to do God knows what with.
Well, to be fair, Lex can't be failed on Supergirl's show.
True. I mean, we talked about this before. We're like I was really surprised that I'm glad they brought in the Argo City thing, but I was really surprised that Superman didn't show up kind of in the final something to fight Lex.
He's off in marital bliss. Oh, selfish bastard.
Nope. He's about to be off in marital meteorites because he was about to get blown up.
He's about to have a conversation with Varys, like, how you get here?
Exactly. him and all the Kryptonians. Like, my man Lex was not playing. He was like, I hate Kryptonians. I was like, dude, let it go.
Calm down.
Like, they have powers. And when he was like, the man of yesterday. He's really, like, I feel like he's just really butthurt that Superman, like, has powers and is seen as some sort of progressive figure.
Emotionally stunted when it comes to Superman.
Yeah. I was like, ooh, get it together. But yeah, so the monitor, which is setting up for a crisis. So I'm going to do a little exposition now. So at the end of this season of The Flash, what we saw was that the newspaper that says Flash disappears in a crisis, it changed from 2024 to 2019. So the date on that changed. Also, the Flash kind of had been going back and forth between the future and the present day with Barry's daughter, but that timeline got erased. So when that timeline got erased, he went from disappearing in 2024 to 2019.
What happened to his daughter?
You gotta watch. See what happened.
I'm not gonna watch. Just tell me.
Basically, she was working with Thawne. And because she...
Jessica Senator Parker Kennedy was working with Thawne? God damn it.
She was working with Thawne because in the future, Iris and them had not even told her that her dad was the Flash. And so she was working with Thawne because he was teaching her. Like, she found out she had powers and he was teaching her. And then she didn't realize how, like, all of the personal shit he had done to Barry. Because everything that she knew about the Flash and the Reverse Flash was from the Flash Museum, which didn't tell the whole story. And well, so...
Never mind.
So what happened was that once Barry found out that she was working with Eobard, he was like, okay, like, there has to be more to this. Like, he's using you. And she was all like, he's not using me. Da, da, da. And of course he was. And then this is why I was like, they need to listen to Ralph, because Ralph figures it out that Thawne wants her to stop this villain in their time. Because the dagger that the villain had suppresses metahuman powers, and that was what was keeping Thawne in jail, because in the future, Thawne was in jail.
So was it Billy Campbell, Eobard Thawne, or Harrison Wells?
It was Harrison Wells, Eobard Thawne.
I wonder why they never brought Billy Campbell back.
I don't know why, but it worked really well for this season. And I'm sure they'll, like, explain, like, why he was that Eobard in that future or whatever. But, yeah. So, basically what happens is when they stop Eobard, they also permanently change the timeline. And she disappears.
They killed his daughter?
Yes. So even though, yeah, so even though they kind of stopped Eobard, they kind of didn't stop him, and he got the last laugh because it got rid of their daughter.
So that was literally a South Park reference that went right over your head.
Okay. They killed Kenny?
Yes.
You're so clever.
You're so slow, dar.
I can't with you right now. So that was The Flash. And then on Arrow, they
which have, you know I'm never gonna watch, so you may as well tell me.
So Arrow this season has been going back and forth between 2046 and the present day, and in 2046 they have a daughter, Mia,
who's they
Oliver and Felicity.
I thought they broke up.
No, they're married, they're together.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So they have a daughter, Mia, and Mia grew up without Oliver. She grew up with Felicity, but without Oliver. And so we were all like, oh, shit, like whatever happened in Crisis, that Oliver went missing, right? And at the end of the season, Oliver and like they, you know, as per usual, they save the city. And Oliver and Felicity go into hiding. They're basically like, they tell the team, like, we're taking a break. But part of it is they're going into hiding because Felicity is going to have this baby. Because nobody on the team other than Diggle knew that they had a kid. And so they go into hiding. And then, like, maybe, I want to say, like, a couple months to a year after Mia is born, the monitor shows up. And he's like, it's time. And, like, Felicity is like, what the fuck? And he's like, when the thing happened, I made a deal with the monitor in order to save Barry and Kara's life. And now I have to go with him. And so she's basically like, you know, no matter what happens, like, I know we'll find our way back to each other. I love you, da 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 da, blah, 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 blah. And she's also like, why does it always have to fucking be you? And then in the future time, because Emily Bett Rickards isn't coming back for the final season of Arrow.
I remember that article, yeah.
Yeah. So in the future Felicity, goes with the monitor at the end of the episode. She's like, I've been waiting years to see him again. And so she goes to wherever the monitor took Oliver. So I'm assuming next season, those last 10 episodes, we're just supposed to assume that Felicity is with Mia, taking care of her. And then whatever happens with Oliver is going to be like those final wrap-up episodes of Arrow. So they set up all the shows to get ready for these. I'm telling you, the first 10 episodes of next season, I'm just going to picture them as one ginormous show.
One ginormous crossover?
Yeah, because I feel like all of it, like, they're just already building all of it. I'm so excited. I don't think I've ever been this excited for a crossover. And they've been setting this up since last, like, December.
Okay, you're going to make me break down and watch The Flash. Do I have to finish season 4?
No.
Oh, thank God.
I didn't. I'm like, I didn't. I just jumped right in.
Because that's honestly what's been holding me up. I'm like, I do not want to watch
it. No, it was, I didn't even. Come on. Why? And the way I know the way Netflix is set up, the Flash will probably be on Netflix next week.
Well, see, now I don't know, because now they've changed the licensing deal.
I think CW, whatever it was in the past, I think it's for future shows going forward.
Ah, so like Katie Keene and Batgirl, shows that I probably won't watch anyway. Okay, got it.
Whack. Okay.
I was not impressed with Old Girl's performance in Crisis on Infinite Earths. I'm like, no, I'm good.
We need to get feedback.
When you make Stephen Amell look like an Emmy Award winning actor, I'm sorry, you have fucked up.
Oh, we got cut off. So I know that Homegirl was not great in the Batwoman. As Batwoman in the crossover. I mean, she tried. They're working on it. They're working on her. But did you watch the trailer that they released?
I did.
I thought the trailer was good.
Okay.
And Megan Tandy is going to be in it. And they play lovers.
I did see that.
They play lovers.
Which I think is cool. I'm not giving you anything, am I?
No, not at all. Anyway, I'm going to give it a try. Like, you know, also girl power, lesbian superhero. Give it a try.
Like, I want to, but I'm hoping it was just like nerves. I really hope it was just nerves. I will give the pilot a try, but I got to tell you, it's just so much going on in the world, in my life. I cannot afford.
So much happening in the world
today. I cannot afford to just be giving people chances. You got to come correct. And I will own that Discovery spoiled the shit out of me. You better bring it out the box.
What I will say, I think what they've done that's smart is they have surrounded her with a really strong supporting cast. And I think that is what's going to make the difference. And if she's, you know, paying attention and soaking it up, I think it's going to be like, kind of like in a Mel type situation where as she grows into the role, she'll get better because she has strong people around her.
Okay.
I'm just, you know, give her a little credit, Also, I really like that they got DuGray Scott. I had a crush on DuGray ever since Ever After. Always happy to see him. Although his name has always kind of bugged me.
Why?
Because it's like not Doug and it's not like DuGray.
Can we not tear down this man's potentially ancestral name? Can we not
be I'm like just that? Saying, it's not quite, just never quite curled over for me. I'm just.
Oh, Lord. Jesus Christ. Just saying. I cannot with you.
I mean, what does it mean?
I can't with you.
Okay. So, feedback.
Yes, please. I have it. Okay. Marion P. Hey, Doc and Shanna. I'm holding out hope that Lex is coming back. Monitor was working some magic on his body at the end, looked like. John say having family issues, now his evil brother is after him. I was feeling Brainy give no fucks 2.0, and I hope more is shown next season with his past. Lena, how you let Lex have the final word on his dying breath? She's going to go full Luther, and I can't wait. Thanks for reviewing the show. You are most welcome.
Can I say one thing about John Jones? To me, John Jones is like how every season The Flash is like, Barry's like, I am the Flash. I am the fastest man. And you're like, actually, we're going to introduce like a character who's actually faster than you every single season. That's how I feel about John. Like, he's like, I'm the last of my kind. And then every time he turns around, he is not the last of his kind.
I was going to say it's more apt to do Superman because I don't think it was this show. I think it was Smallville where it's like, everybody keeps saying I'm the last son of Krypton, and yet y'all motherfuckers keep popping up
all over the fucking place. It's ridiculous. Oh, and the other cool thing I did when I was doing my little Wikipedia thing, when they did this character, John Jones' brother, in the animated film Justice League Doom, guess mm-hmm. who voiced it?
Hmm.
Carl Laemmle.
Of course.
I was like, this is perfect. DC's so fucking good. That is one thing I will say.
Casting. They are good at legacy casting.
Their legacy casting is amazing. It's the details, people. The details. I love it. Okay.
What is it again?
The details.
Sherrod B says, thanks for reviewing the show this season. Got to pay more attention when texting. I thought he said while driving. I was about to go off when texting during the show. Didn't like Brainy reverted back so quickly. Like I said, I don't think that's permanent. I think he's going to have some issues moving forward.
Just imagine him glitching next season. He's going to be like,
Brainy at 5 and had a taste of freedom. He's like, I'm coming back, bitches. Thought it would be an excellent mini arc before Crisis. Lexis Pritt is petty MVP. Having my way played Frank Sinatra by Frank Sinatra took me out. Thank you, Monitor. Bring him back to life. Was hoping Lex and Brandy would merge like in Justice League Unlimited. Looking forward to next season in Crisis. Corey says, Kara should have just told Lena the truth when she had the chance. You guys so called it. You think she would go evil because of that, or is the show better than this? We saw that when she broke the picture, and I don't think it's about being better than that because I love it.
She's it going all the way evil.
And honestly, it makes sense because the people she trusted the most, that she shared her feelings with and asked, you know, I trust you with my deepest, darkest secrets, my biggest insecurities, but y'all couldn't trust me in the same way. That's not cool. All the ships have sailed. I like I said, the setup with Jimmy's sister and Alex was well done, I feel.
Mm-hmm. And I like, for me, the reason it was well done is because it didn't come in hot. It didn't come in like, hey, she's a lesbian, you're a lesbian, two lesbians gonna get together. Like, it was, they were friends, and, you know, and then it was kind of like, hey, I have really enjoyed what we've been building just as friends, and I kind of want to see if this is something. So, yeah.
Well, you know, and I'm going to hell. Because you said that, and all of a sudden, the amalgam of that song, I'm a lesbian, he's a lesbian, she's a lesbian, they're a lesbian, he's a lesbian too. I'm sorry, guys. I don't know why. It's Shanna's fault. Blame her. Thanks for a great podcast. You girls are hilarious. Go to hell. Oh, Jesus, help me. Oh, I don't even believe in them. This slow burn to Lena becoming Kara's nemesis has been A+, hasn't it? How many seasons? 3 seasons of this? Perfect. Chef's kiss.
So good.
You two are amazing. Thank you, Amani. So Kara can write a Pulitzer Prize caliber viral expose taking down the president of the United States in half an hour from a friend's office, but can't figure out it's a good idea to tell Lena her secret when Lex already knows. Honestly, fair point. And the minute she knew that Lex knew, she should have told Lena.
Hashtag facts.
The minute she knew Lex knew, let me get on the phone with her right the fuck now.
That's the thing, is even more than the you should have told her because she's your friend and, you know, you shouldn't, she's the only one who doesn't know. And like, even more than that, the minute you knew Lex knew, you tell her, because you have to either assume that one, Lex has already told her, or that Lex will tell her before you do.
So my question, though, is this. Does she lay this anger solely at Kara's feet, or is she coming for everybody she feels lied to her?
The way she crushed that picture, Alex was in that picture, too. I'm like, she's killing everyone. And the way Lex laid it on so thick, where he was like, all of them, every one of them has been lying to you, every one of them treated you like an idiot. What did he say? He was like, I may have lost, but at least I've never been laughed at or something like that. I was like, oh.
He tapped into all her insecurities,
every single one. And he was like, who will be there to be proud of you, though? It's like, oh, he's so petty.
I was waiting for her to shoot him again after that one, honestly.
She should have honestly filled him with all the hot ones. She should have kept clicking until that gun didn't have no more bullets left.
Amani continues, I'm here for her heel turn, though, and the crisis build up next year. None of this is good news for Kara and the crew, but this was an incredible season, both from the show and the y'all too. You guys are lovely. I am so glad that you enjoyed us. Thank you for listening. Thank you for letting us know we're not talking into the void. We really appreciate it.
Yeah. So also, like, just, you know, complete transparency. 9 times out of 10 when we record, I'm coming straight from work and I'm like, woo! I'm like all loopy and crazy.
And we're always up past my bedtime, so that explains me.
Yeah.
Steve said, love Lex Luthor's great value. I got it. Why was I sitting here watching? Wait, I was sitting here watching it, and my youngest came in, and he was like, why is he trying to be Iron Man from The Avengers?
Okay, they had, so this is why I'm like, what is this bootleg Avengers? Because not only do you have Lex in the Iron Man suit, but then when he tried to take off, like he was going to fly to space before Kara could stop him. And I was like, nigga, you ain't Iron Man.
He even did the spin moves that Tony Stark does in the Avengers. I'm like, y'all.
Like, clearly you are not Tony Stark because that suit is falling apart. You cannot go out of the atmosphere, sir.
You'd be lucky to clear this cloud cover. At the beginning with him destroying the Kasnian ships and missiles. Excellent showdown between Lex and Liberty versus Alex and Jimmy. Wish Jimmy was in his guardian suit, though. I see the Monitor reviving Luther as he will play a pivotal role in helping the heroes survive and win the crises. Mm-hmm. Think he's going to help?
I think he's more there to set all the pieces up.
Yeah. I don't think he's there to help.
Yeah.
He gives no fucks about the Kryptonians.
Speaking of Jimmy not being in that guardian suit, I know you have super strength, but super strength now means we just fighting in a cardigan? Like, what?
Sir. That was the most nondescript uniform fighting I have ever seen.
Like, he just showed up. Like, even Alex has on a tactical vest. Like, he just showed up. Even Liberty managed to take some time to find him and his boys some matching outfits. Like, what are you doing, Jimmy? This is why you don't have an eye.
You are so rude.
I was mad though when Liberty showed up with all the dudes and they had the matching outfits and his outfit matched theirs. I was like, what do you think you are, a boy band? Like, this is ridiculous.
All the shows have done a fantastic job in setting up what will be the biggest crossover today. I'm pumped for it. I hope they stick the landing. Thanks again, guys. We love and appreciate you so much for hanging in there with us, for listening to us, for laughing with us. Thank you so, so much.
It's been such a fun season and it's been so well written. And I don't know how, I feel like I need to get the boys watching this, and then I need you to be watching Arrow and Flash because I just know this final, like these final 10 episodes that are going to lead up to Crisis for each of the shows are going to be so good. They are firing on all cylinders. Everything is clicking. And it is something about, I would actually say Supergirl is the first of the shows to avoid the fourth season slump.
Oh my God, you're right.
Because usually it's the fourth season. That fifth season is always on point. So like this season of Flash was amazing. Arrow is going into season 8, I think. And since fifth season, it has been great. And then I think Legends also is in its fourth season. But Legends is just off in its own world doing the most. Gary lost a nipple.
I'm sorry, what?
Gary, good old Gary, who works at the Time Bureau, lost a nipple, and then it became a plot point later in the season. That's how ridiculous Legends is. So Legends is always good, I think, except for that first season. That's the only show that... If Legends had been on Fox, it would have been canceled for a season.
Don't remind me. I'm still smarting about the passage.
Yes. But now Legends is just everything, and it has been ever since. Supergirl avoided the 4-season slump, set up so perfectly for season 5, and they set up at least 3 storylines for next season.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just miraculous. So, yeah, I'm super excited. Obviously, you can hear it in my voice. Okay, what else is happening? I feel like, I mean, this is it for this. We have 2 more episodes of Cloak and Dagger. I'm thinking we should do some movies because Netflix is dropping some interesting stuff. That's really all I got. I'm also kind of excited to have a little bit of a hiatus going into the summer.
Like, and thanks for hanging in there. I know I've been all over the place. It has been a shit year for me. So yeah, I appreciate y'all being patient with us. Well, yeah. With me specifically. So
no, it's been a lot. It's been a very busy year. Also, there's so many things that I want to talk about, but also so many things I still haven't gotten to. Deadly Class. I still have not watched one episode of Deadly Class. Yeah. So there's a lot. But maybe, I don't know, let us know what you want to. We're not going to talk about Game of Thrones.
Hell no. That's
too much. Fuck. Yeah. Go to Rotten
for that. Keep in mind, you might request some things and we might say no.
Yeah.
Just because, like, with Game of Thrones, there's some things that we don't want to get into a pattern of just watching stuff to create content. Mm-hmm. This is fun for us. This is all volunteer for us as well. So it's not that we don't enjoy bringing it to you, but at some point there's got to be some stuff that's just for relaxing and just for us and not an obligation. Otherwise, you're going to start to hear the burnout and you won't get what you're really looking for from us. So,
also, we just like doing stuff that we like. So
there's also that.
Yeah, doing stuff that I actually enjoy. But yeah.
We've said this before, we don't hate watch stuff. Mm-mm. So don't say something like, oh, you'll hate this, because I'll be like, and blocked, because I'm not, don't do that. Don't do that shit.
Well, one thing we did talk about, and hopefully we'll get that recorded, is there's a show on Netflix called My Husband Won't Fit. It is.
That's pretty much that Monday. That's yeah. A definite.
That one, just, I saw the title and I was like, I don't know what this is, but we're podcasting it. So that should be dropping.
It is a Japanese show where the trailer, one of the first few lines is the woman says, my husband's penis won't fit. So we're like, yep, we're doing it.
sounds about right. So yeah, so we're thinking
about it. It could mean anything. It could be that it's too small.
Yes.
That it, he puts it in, it falls right the fuck back out. We don't know what's happening.
Wow. Okay.
This is why you don't want me recording past my bedtime.
Yeah, people. I'm like, okay, all right. And on that note, and on that note, thank you all for listening. This has been super cool. We will see you in the fall.
Oh, I tell you, the later it gets, the sillier I get.